We know that health care reform is going to mean a lot of changes for a lot of people in Iowa. But Sarah, as we were talking, we thought we weren't totally clear on how it all works. So let's start with the basics. What is this thing?
This thing is the Health Exchange. It's basically just a place where you can go online and shop for health insurance. And here in Iowa and many other states, it's being jointly run by the state and federal government. Iowa's insurance commissioner is Nick Gerhardt, and he compares it to like Travelocity or Expedia, basically just a place online where you can, again, shop for health insurance.
But you'll be able to go there and you'll be able to review plans, kind of apple to apple, side by side, see what's more affordable, and you can get a more rich benefit plan or a more skinny plan, so to speak.
So the next obvious question is, who is going to get coverage? Pretty much everyone. There are a few exceptions, but most people must be covered by January 1st. Most employer plans will meet the requirement, but not all, so some workers with minimal coverage may need to ask their employers for more information about whether their plans qualify.
Right. I talked to Angel Robinson with the insurance division. She's a consumer advocate there. And she says, you know, anybody can shop on the marketplace, but it's really primarily for people who don't have insurance right now.
The marketplace itself will heavily target the uninsured, which we have 244,000, just over 244,000 Iowans that are uninsured.
And of course, the next big concern for a lot of people is the cost of these plans.
And that varies widely depending on your age, health status, where you live, level of coverage. On the cheaper end of the spectrum, a 21-year-old in central Iowa, non-tobacco user, $172 a month for silver coverage, which is kind of a mid-level of coverage. A 62-year-old would pay close to $500 per month for a similar plan. State insurance officials say they're hearing from a lot of people in that age range who are about to retire but aren't old enough for Medicare, which is another group that we'll be looking at more closely as we report on health reform.
Right. And those numbers might sound like a lot for some people, but, you know, there will be help for a lot of people paying for it. You get more assistance if you make less money. But there is some help all the way up to 400% of the poverty level, which is about $94,000 for a family of four, which in Iowa, you know, is a pretty good income. So the marketplace will help you figure out if you qualify for premiums or for subsidies on those premiums and how much you qualify for. It will also direct people who are eligible based on income and family size to plans like Medicaid and Medicare, and depending on age as well. And Clay, you've been reporting on another program that's being created in Iowa as part of the healthcare overhaul.
Yeah, it's the Iowa Health and Wellness Plan. So it's basically too much income for Medicaid, but up to 133% of poverty. It's an alternative to expanding Medicaid, which a lot of states are doing, and it replaces an older state program called IowaCare. And here's Jennifer Vermeer, state Medicaid director.
The benefits and the providers that are going to be available in the new Iowa Health and Wellness Plan are dramatically different from what was available in the former IowaCare program. Much more robust, very comprehensive, and it's going to include, you know, thousands of providers, so people are going to have that local access in their communities.
And I should mention, Governor Branstad is still waiting on approval from the feds for that plan. And Sarah, what about people who don't have internet access or have questions?
Right. You know, there are still people, of course, for whom getting online is a challenge, and there are a number of options. There's some trained volunteers, insurance agents can help, and also a few organizations are getting a little bit of federal funding to hire navigators, which are basically people who can provide one-on-one assistance. Denise Hotop is with the Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa, which is one of those groups.
They will be able to go right on a computer monitor and log in with them and help them input that information, or they may be able to actually fill out a paper application as well. But they will ensure that they are able to look at what all their options are and make choices that best meet their needs.
So these navigators will be going out, I'm told, to community events, libraries perhaps, and trying to reach out to people who might need that assistance. The other groups getting funds for that are Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and Genesis Health in eastern Iowa. So who can help you kind of depends on where you are. Now, of course, there may still be people who just don't sign up for whatever reason.
Yeah, and if they don't have some kind of health coverage already, they'll pay a penalty tax. It starts fairly low, about $95 a year, which might seem like the cheaper option for some people. But Rick DiBartolo, who's with the insurance agency LMC, doesn't think a lot of people will do that.
Most Iowans are pretty responsible people, and they don't want to not have coverage and potentially face bankruptcy if they had a major health problem. So I don't think it's just strictly a question of either or. Either I'm going to pay the premium or pay the penalty. You're going to also have factor into that, you know, people's value system about whether or not I want to be a responsible person and carry insurance or not. That's going to be a struggle.
And, you know, each year there's more incentive to get that insurance because, or I should say, more disincentive to not have insurance because that penalty will go up. Again, it starts around $95 for many people, going up to more than $300 the second year and more after that. So the expectation is that more and more people will come into the marketplace if they haven't already.
And if they have questions, they can go to the Iowa Insurance Division, their insurance agent, or their employer if they have one. I'm Clay Masters.
And I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.